Welcome to 5 Minutes in Edinburgh. In this episode, we speak to Edinburgh-based magician Kevin McMahon. Kevin tells us the interesting story behind how he first became a magician, his current involvement with the Edinburgh Magic Festival, and his fond experiences from visiting Edinburgh throughout his life.
I'm from Edinburgh. I was born in the Western General. I was brought up in South Queensferry for the first few years of my life. The first memory I have is waking up at 2 years old and knowing I had to move house. My dad moved us all to Rosyth and Fife, and that's where I spent most of my early childhood. But as soon as I had the choice, as soon as I was 17, I got straight back through to Edinburgh again for university. Edinburgh's amazing. You know, you don't realise it. You just have to sometimes walk along Princes Street and take the time to look at the castle. The first thing you see when you get out of the train station is this massive castle. And, you know, this one landmark for me is just such an amazing thing to have. There's no other city in the world quite like it that has such a depth of culture and so compacted into an area where you can quite simply, like as I did today, walk from my office to this interview with you guys. It's just a wonderful place to live. As a magician, I've travelled all over the UK. I've been to every city in the UK, travelling and performing, and it just hammered home how much I love this place. There's no city like it in the UK. This is the best city in the UK. I studied at Edinburgh University and did physics there. That was my first, you know, I was off the leash and had my own place, and we lived in student flat for our first few years. It was great coming back, you know, I loved it. I knew I was just free, you know, I was free to do what I wanted, to go wherever I pleased. And there's so much to do in Edinburgh. It's such a wonderful city, such a vibrant place to spend time. The nightlife, especially when you're a student, is absolutely amazing. Mm. So much to do, so many clubs and societies. It's just amazing how much is going on in such a small place. I've lived all over the city as well. I spent the first few years in Newington, then in Marchmont, a bit in Brunsfield, down to the Botanics, and now in the West End. I was just off Morrison Street, and now I live just near Haymarket up in Dalry. And every single part of the city has its own special little places you want to go to, and can't express it. I just really love Edinburgh. It's just the place I've always wanted to be. I'm just so glad I'm lucky enough to live here. I do like to get away and have a bit of perspective on the city. So there's Calton Hill, for instance. It's a nice little place to go and spend time. Arthur's Seat. You know where I actually love going is to the back of the astronomy building at King's Buildings. There's like a little walkway up just to the edge of the Pentlands, more or less. There's a golf course beyond. That's a sort of special place for me. I'll always enjoy spending time in Newington, having spent so much of my time being brought up in that area. There's a lot of little pubs, the Southside Steamy, Druthy Neighbours, bars like that have a lot of fond memories for me that I always will enjoy going back to. I'm the artistic director of the Edinburgh International Magic Festival. This role sees me as part of a very small team organising a week-long event in Edinburgh, all focused around magic. Magic's a fantastic art form, really. It just, in my opinion, it inspires you to look at things differently. Humans are naturally inclined to learn a set of rules. You know, when a coin disappears and you put it over in that hand, there's no reason for you not to expect. If I use my ring, in fact, if you put that ring into this hand there, there's no reason for you not to expect that it's not there and it's somewhere else. I feel that opens your mind to different ideas, you know, to looking at the world differently, maybe even through the eyes of a child. You know, children don't have these rules set in their heads when they're really young. They don't, you know, and when something goes out of view, it's gone. You know, they don't assume anything, which is why it's wonderful to perform to kids of a certain age, just when they've just learned the rules of the universe, you know, and then when you see their faces light up after you do a performance, that's quite special. I do love magic. Ever since I stopped doing physics and started doing magic, I've always wanted to build, I suppose, more opportunities for the people in Edinburgh to come and see magic shows. So the Edinburgh Magic Festival just brings, you know, all the best performers that I know, some that I don't know, from all over Europe and I suppose the rest of the world even this year, to do some really cool shows. My story started in 2004, 2005, and I was a research scientist at Heriot Watt. I was doing my PhD, and I had the opportunity to appear on a reality game show called Faking It. You may remember it, you may not. The premise was to take someone in one job, train them for 4 weeks to do a different job, and then test them at the end to see if they could convince a panel of experts that they were a professional in that new job. So in the past, I've taken like a sheep shearer to a hairdresser, or a minister to a secondhand car salesman. There's always some lateral opposite. And my one was physicist to magician. I had 4 weeks to learn to be a magician. I was very lucky. I got trained by some of the most amazing performers in the UK. I was flown over to Vegas for 5 days and had training with two guys called Penn and Teller, who are the world's best magicians, fact. And at the end of it, I had to convince Paul Daniels I was a professional. He was the judge, and I managed to do it. And it took me all of 2 days on returning back to Edinburgh to decide that this is what I wanted to do. You know, it was just, my whole world changed. Everything about me changed. You know, all my dreams and goals and ambitions changed. You know, my lifestyle changed. The jobs I was working on, what I had to do to make ends meet changed. You know, there wasn't a regular salary anymore. It was all about me getting out there and meeting people and trying to convince them that I was the right guy to hire for their party or corporate event or wedding or whatever they were organising. I think there's a real passionate following in Edinburgh and the surrounding areas to go and see live performances. There's such a history here ever since the initial investment in the arts after the Second World War to build the Edinburgh festivals. That's continued. People in Edinburgh have been bred to go and see live entertainment, and it's great to perform for them because they really do appreciate it. You know, you have to obviously do a good show. You know, they're quite wisened up to what's good and what's not after having been disappointed by so many hundreds of fringe shows, you know, as we all have been. So you have to make sure that your act is good and solid and funny and entertaining and for me, most importantly, magical. It's a real honour. I like performing in Edinburgh. I love it. You know, I do a lot of travelling overseas. January this year, I was out in Los Angeles for a week performing at the Magic Castle, which was a real honour for me as a magician. It's like the mecca for magic. And as much as I enjoyed my time in LA, I was very, very glad to get back to Edinburgh again and I suppose get back into my routine of doing work over here. And don't get me wrong, I'm ambitious, I like to travel, but Edinburgh is always going to be my home, and very lucky, as I said before, to live in the city that I love. People may have this opinion of magic, which is from Blackpool Pier or from an era where the format was trick after trick after trick without actually being involved in an artistic performance. So half my battle is bringing those top quality acts to Edinburgh that do offer that, that are a bit more highbrow, that people will appreciate, as well as those that do maybe the more classic comedy magic gag style performances that people are quite familiar with. When it comes to the Magic Festival, I just want people to come along and take a chance. It's a programmed festival, and I guarantee that all the acts are very good quality. It's just down to personal taste whether you like them or not. I hope you will, because obviously I like them all, but it's down to you. Come along and see some shows. I do have a plan. Obviously, the Magic Festival is the key thing just now in my future. Making the Magic Festival become a regular event in the Edinburgh calendar of festivals, joining Festivals Edinburgh, becoming an event that people look forward to and people know about, like the Science Festival is, or the Edinburgh International Festival, or the Fringe. You know, to have that kind of reputation is certainly what I'm working towards just now. You know, I spend most of my time working on the Magic Festival than I do performing. So that's the sort of like 3 years ambition. You know, that's a 3 to 5 years ambition to grow and develop that side of things. I still have my own performance ambitions. You know, I still would love to be have an element of fame. You have to really be unique and different, though. So one thing that I'm involved in is a comedy sketch group which combines magic, mind reading, and I suppose comedy. I suppose that's depends on who's watching it. Where it's called The Colour Ham, and it's trying to bring those three art forms together, comedy, magic, and mind reading, into a show that is quite unlike anything else anyone ever seen before. So that's my, again, one of my sort of 3 to 5 year ambitions is developing that and trying to get ourselves well known in Scotland anyway as a comedy sketch group of some clout that's enjoyable to watch. Magic is to me a gateway into the theatre in so many respects, or different performance arts. Magic can be applied to different areas, and I want to be an expert in it. I want to be a magic expert that can be used for consultancy, that I can talk about how to do tricks. I want to go out and perform them myself. Oh God, I want to do everything, you know what I mean? I'm so, I've not got too many 10-year ambitions, if you want to call them that. Just now I'm living in the moment, trying to get as much experience and quite frankly,